The Crown Prince says the kingdom has to be sufficiently livable, both to satisfy young Saudis and to attract foreigners to work there. He also hopes to draw tourists and announced on April 2nd that the kingdom will relax visas for them. I believe in the last 3 years, Saudi Arabia did more than in the last 30 years, Bin Salman says. But the Crown Prince also fits into a larger global trend, authoritarianism. Bin Salman has taken even greater control of the Saudi media, and in the judgment of members of a UN panel, has arbitrarily imprisoned 60 activists, journalists, academics, and clerics since September. Saudi Arabia remains an absolute monarchy, the Crown Prince notes, adding that he has no plans to dilute his power in the coming 50 years that he might rule. What we should focus on is the end, not the means, he says. If the means are taking us to that end, that good end, and everyone agrees on it, it will be good. Bin Salman says he ultimately wants freedom of speech, improved employment, economic growth, security, and stability for Saudi Arabia. And he says his absolute approach is a better means to get it than the chaos that followed the Arab Spring elsewhere in the region. The problem for Saudi Arabia, the region, and the world is that the means are wreaking havoc in the meantime. In the name of standing up to Iran, Bin Salman launched a 2015 air war in Yemen that has cost more than 10,000 lives and devastated what was already the poorest country in the Arab world. Of the 16,749 bombing runs recorded since 2015 by the Yemen Data Project, an independent human rights monitoring group, nearly a third targeted non-military sites. You are waiting to die if you are here, says Radiyah Al-Mutawakkil of the Yemeni nonprofit Muwatana Organization for Human Rights, speaking by phone from Sana'a, the capital. The UN calls it the worst man-made humanitarian disaster of our time. Bin Salman remains resolute. Although he told Time he does not rule out sending ground troops, his priority is that the war remain painless for Saudis. We want to be assured that whatever happens, the Saudi people shouldn't feel it, he says. The economy shouldn't be harmed or even feel it. So we are trying to be sure that we are far away from whatever escalation happens. The White House so far is happy to play a supporting role in the Yemen war, providing intelligence, mid-air refueling, and billions of dollars of munitions.